Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Today is Tuesday, July 18th, 7 p.m., and this is Health Talk. I appreciate everyone joining the call today. Just sit back and relax and get ready to learn, listen, and feel something different than you felt before. There's going to be a lot of information that's going to be given. There's going to be a lot of different types of information that you don't always hear. You don't hear day to day. You don't see day to day. So, you know, this information is life-changing. And I want everyone to understand that a lot of what we have been told traditionally and through the years have been lies in the sense of our health, in the sense of how we maintain optimal health, and what our bodies are really looking for. But once you hear the information, you'll realize how much sense it makes. And so, you know, we're going to kind of have a format, and the format is really easy to follow in the sense that once we get started, we'll have my esteemed colleague, somebody who I look up to and I have so much respect for, and I'm just so glad that they're in this race with me and they're in this battle with me and in the trenches with me to help spread truth and knowledge to all of every one of us that needs it, and even the ones that have it, because you never stop learning. And he'll speak for a while, and then I have a topic that I'm going to cover today. But if any particular time you have a question, press 1, that would cue me in to let me know that you have a question, and then I can take your question. So, you know, this is an open forum. There's nothing out of bounds when we talk about health. We talk about the things that seem to be too much. If it's constipation, if it's diarrhea, if it's bleeding, it doesn't matter, because this is the information that you need to have, and this is the way that you need to go so we can take care of ourselves and we can feel better. Because traditionally, if we have been sick, 9 times out of 10, we're not back to 100%, or maybe not even back to 90%. We're just maintaining life and just surviving. And there's so much more to that. We have dreams, we have passions, we have goals, but you can't pursue those things if your health gets in the way. So, without further ado, I want to bring on, like I said, one of my friends and somebody who I've looked up to that's become a friend. I mean, I've been knowing him ever since I was a kid. You know, always was a health nut, always was into making sure that he put things in his body that was needed. And now at 77 years old, almost 78 years old, he lives with vitality. He lives with energy. He's not on any prescription drugs. He's not taking anything that is going to affect him adversely. He just takes what feeds him life, and that's vitamins and minerals and the things that the body is made up of. So, John, I want you to take it away, buddy, and it's good to hear from you, good to see you, and good to talk to you.
Thank you, Donald. Thank you so much, man. I have the utmost respect for you, and I thank you for being the person that you are, the leader that you are, and everything that you've done for humanity, which is totally in compliance with your mother's request when she passed, that you not let this happen to anyone else. And my name is John Bryan. I'm from Annapolis, Maryland. And Donald and I, along with a few others, Mary Ann Cashman and Benny Kirby, that's involved in the program. Benny is not on the phone tonight. But if anyone wants a copy of this presentation, that's available to you. So even though you're not on the call, you can get a recorded copy of the, like I said, the conversation. Okay, this meeting that we have started to have since June the 20th is geared to optimum health with a dynamic president of the company by the name of Dr. Joel Wallach, W-A-L-L-A-C-H, who has started this company called Youngevity. So we have Youngevity for longevity. And that's what I had planned on for my life. I'm not letting any medical system take charge of my of what's going on with me. I refuse to get medication, to start taking medication, because there's another way that God has planned for us. And that is the herbs and the things from Mother Earth. However, Mother Earth is sick. Mother Earth has been really abused through all of the things that we do to her, robbing her of the oils, robbing her of all of the nutrition for ourselves. Because now, according to Dr. Wallach, and this has been for a while now, that the earth is 85% depleted of minerals. So how can you receive minerals in your plants that you're eating? Spinach, cauliflower, all of the greens. How can you receive minerals from depleted soil? There's no way. So we have to, and I emphasize, have to supplement. The Wallach, through years of study and being a God-sent man that he is, have set up a program so that we can get our products and we can eventually start to get those products free. Because when you get three people involved and three people are looking for something to change their life, meaning ridding the body of medication, ridding the body of poison through detoxification. Now, we hear that all the time, but to detox the body is like I would compare it to a trash can. Our colon handles the waste of the body. So when we send that waste in, it's going to the liver, it's going to the kidney, it's going to the blood, it's going to every part of the body. Because that's the filtering system for the body. So when the liver is clogged through excessive drinking, alcohol, whatever it is, all of those things that are abusive to the body pays for it, starts to break down, and these parts starts to dysfunction. Just like an automobile, you would not drive a car and not change the filter. The engine would go. The heart will go. The brain will go. Everything will go. So much that we won't even know who we are. So this program that I got involved in, which started for me July 2013, and at that time, I am now at the age of 77, going into 78. And I feel better now than I ever did. One, I don't have to take medication. I know how to combine my foods so that I don't put too much acid in the system to develop uric acid and gout and high blood pressure and all of the things that I had before I changed. And it was all through knowledge, learning about what to put in the system and what not to put in the system. Oh, yeah, I know you like your olive oil. You like your peanut oil. You like all of those oils. But guess what? You've been lied to by the doctors and them telling you that you have too much cholesterol, that oil is okay. You even see it on Dr. Oz. And so you continue to use it, continue to buy it, and continue to have problems because that oil is the culprit that is clogging up your artery, clogging up your veins, and every part of the body where it needs to be a reservoir for foods and nutrition going through. You would not pour oil down your sink drain. Because what? Why? It will clog it up. So if it's going to clog your drain and you have hair shafts that are so small, it's almost like trying to put oil through a paper clip that has a hole in it, and soon that paper clip clogs up. And it's the same thing with your system. So then they put you on all of these drugs to try to deal with your problem. First of all, cholesterol medication, Lipitor, and all of those type things. And everyone that I have talked to about that experiences leg pains, cramping, and they feel a change occurring within their body, which is a negative change for them. So we have this program, you can almost say Bible teaching, learning the truth, because God has willed that we carry the truth to everybody, not lies, so that we can have everlasting life, because the body is made up of cells. So I'm working on a new body. And the way that I explain that is the body is made up of trillion of cells. And each time that I put proper things in my body to clean the filters, to detox the body, to put enough water in it to keep it hydrated and so forth, and filtered waters, like I use microalkaline ionized water, and good filtered water, that it will cleanse the system and that you get new blood to filter through your body to all of your organs, your brain, and everywhere. And once you get good things flowing into your system, your body rebuilds itself, especially at night when you go to bed. So at that time, the body is in repair. The cells, you're getting new cells and new everything. So as you continue to put the things in your body that heal the system, then you get new cells. So when you get new cells, the heart is made of cells, the eyes are made of cells, the brain is made of cells, all of the testicles, all of the female organs, everything is made of cells. So that's what I'm working on, is to change the cells in my body, because many people now are telling me, and I've just been told today, when a gentleman saw me, he said, "Man, you're looking younger every time I see you." And I said, the beat hasn't stopped, because the clock is still ticking. Because I'm going to continue to get younger, because I know what to put in my system to cause that to happen. And that's what I do. So at 78, I live alone. I clean up my own house. I cut my own grass with a push mower. I wash my own cars. I wash my own clothes. I can walk up and down the steps, play with six different bands. I'm very active, as a matter of fact, that I have energy not only to do those things, but to talk to you all on the phone and to be able to talk clearly that you can understand what I'm saying, that I don't have any speech impediment or anything that you can't understand. And even if I did, I could get that communication to you. So out of all that I said, I'm sure many of you have questions, and I'm sure that many of you have testimonies, because I have given my testimony in getting rid of arthritis, getting rid of high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat, skin tone change, eyesight is perfect. So heart is working properly. I'm off of what the doctors wanted me to start taking, Coumadin and all those type things that will thin your blood and so forth. But you have to ask questions for yourself. You have to be an advocate for yourself. Ask, how thin is my blood supposed to be? You know what the doctor's answer was? I don't know. Well, why would you thin it? You don't even know what I'm consuming. So ask questions and don't accept everything that the doctor tells you. And like Dr. Wallace said, get three or four opinions. But he said, make him one of those opinions that you get about the product. Because we're dealing with products that are complete. And when I say complete, I mean products that you don't have to go and say, well, I want to work on my eyesight. So you get and go and buy something that is for your eyes, but you don't have all the components there for that product to work. So it does nothing. And you've spent that money for nothing. Whereas Dr. Wallace guarantees that if you use his product in accordance with the protocol that he's set up, and you get the amount in your system according to your weight, that you're guaranteed to have success with those products. And if you don't, within 30 days, box it up, send it back, and get your money back. Now do that with Rite Aid. Do that with Whole Foods. Do that with a lot of those people that are selling you vitamins that are not working, still got them sitting in your shelf, because you have felt nothing. I feel like a brand new person. And all the testimonies that you get, if these people that are giving these testimonies are on these products on a daily basis, then your testimony will be one that people will follow and want to follow. So, Donald, I'm going to turn it back over to you in case there are anyone that you can see that has questions or has dialed in and want to ask questions. And I thank you for the opportunity to talk to them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As of now, I don't see any hands raised. So I'm going to go ahead and get into the topic. Again, if you decide that you want to ask a question, press 1, and it'll cue me in that you have a question, and then we can address that in accordance. But I'm going to get into the topic today. And it's kind of, when I get into topics, it's not so much about the I kind of try to build it. I try to build on it so you can really follow it instead of just giving you bits and pieces of information. And I try to build it in such a way where you can see how the body, what's happening with the body throughout that time, and see where the decline started to happen. And so, you know, today's topic is blood sugar imbalances. But before we get to that, we need to understand a couple of things, which are really the basics of optimal health. And one of the biggest ones is digestion. Digestion in a couple of different facets. Okay, so we eat something, we swallow it. It goes into the gut. Now, this is kind of where the first run-in with the medical system that we have as to what happens when you swallow food. You'll see what I mean in a minute. When you swallow food, you should have stomach acid of about a pH of 1, which simply means that the acid in your stomach should be acidic enough to where you're able to digest and break down food particles into their smallest vitamins, minerals, amino acids, carbon chains of certain proteins have been broken down, and then they flow over into the small intestines. And once they get over into the small intestines, you have little fingers in the small intestines. They're almost like pipe cleaners, and they're called villi. And these villi catch those little microscopic food particles, which are now have been broken down into amino acids and vitamins and minerals and those particular things. And then everything off of that, the waste and all of that stuff, goes in a different direction. But those villi grab the food particles and suck them down into the bloodstream. And that's how you get nutrition in the body. That's where the absorption of nutrition happens. So you eat an apple, or you eat kale or carrots or what have you, and you're looking for the vitamin A or the vitamin K or whatever those particular vitamins and minerals and amino acids that particular food produces, you're looking to get that. But if your stomach acid is not strong enough, then when food hits your stomach, it's like a cesspool or a septic tank, which means it just sits there and it ferments and it rots. And you eat a certain acid, or you eat a certain sauce, or you drink a certain drink, and you feel it burping and belching back up through your esophagus. And we go to the doctor because you do have a problem, and you realize you've had a problem, and they say you have acid reflux, or you have GERD. And this is what I mean. This is the first line of defense that we have, or the first war we fight with the medical system, because they absolutely have it wrong. It is not you have too much stomach acid. You have a lack of stomach acid. And that may come to a shock to most of you. And the medical system will go as far as giving you things, Protonix, Nexium, you drinking carbonated drinks with your meals, you're eating mints after your meals because your stomach is so upset that you're trying to do anything to settle your stomach. And that's because that fermentation is tearing up the lining and tearing up the inside of the gut. And so they essentially turn the stomach acid off. And that is where failure starts to happen. Because if you are on any kind of drug that reduces the amount of stomach acid you have, you're going to run into serious problems because now your food cannot be broken down. And you get into many different digestive disorders, some as bad as Crohn's disease and celiac disease, and some could just be a heartburn or food sensitivity. You can get diverticulitis and bloating and gas and belching, constipation and diarrhea and yeast infections and irritable bowel syndrome. I mean, indigestion. All of these things come from not having enough stomach acid to be able to break your food down. And if you can't break your food down, then you cannot absorb the nutrients through the small intestines for them to get into the bloodstream. So now you're nutrient deficient. And this is where we arrive when we talk about blood sugar imbalances, because you're not receiving certain nutrients that help regulate the blood sugar. Another thing, before we get into the imbalances, is cholesterol. That's another fight that we fight against the medical system all the time. Because if you remember, depending on your age, if you're in your 60s or 70s or even in your 30s or 40s, then it's your parents or maybe your grandparents or maybe even you. But growing up, you ate lard, your parents ate lard, you had butter, you ate eggs, you ate so many different things helped the body and that fed the body. The rate of cancer was not as great then as it is now. The rate of diabetes was not as great then as it is now. You'd hear some people older, especially in older people, oh, they have sugar. Or, you know, they got brother Arthur. But these were older people. It should not be happening in your 50s and 60s. And even in your 40s, and it shouldn't even be happening in your 70s and 80s because we have hundreds of testaments to that. But the point that I'm making is you should not be suffering these debilitating injuries and illnesses at such a young age. And one of the big things is, again, cholesterol. Because let's explain what cholesterol does. And if you ever ask your doctor, I challenge you, especially if you're on a statin drug or you're on a cholesterol-restrictive diet, and the next time you go to your physician, you ask him, what is the role of cholesterol? And I'm going to tell you. So even if he tries to lie, you'll have a cheat sheet. And you can even look these things up. But cholesterol makes cells, which you have trillions of cells in the body, and cholesterol makes hormones. So let me show you something. If you are on a cholesterol-restrictive diet or you're on cholesterol-lowering drugs, as a woman, that means you're not producing enough estrogen or the production of estrogen that's supposed to be being produced is not a healthy production of estrogen. Because estrogen has two precursors. It's estradiol and estradiol, and those are made by the liver. And then estrogen is the product of that. And so if you have a toxic liver like John explained earlier, you're not making the proper amounts or doses or cocktail of estrogen, so to speak. Progesterone, testosterone in men, you're not making the right amount of testosterone. And even women need a balance of testosterone as men need a balance of estrogen. But the reason why you know that's not happening is because every time you turn on the news, or I'm sorry, every time you turn on the TV and you see a commercial, there's a commercial for women who have hormone replacement therapy. There's a commercial for women who are dealing with a menopause. There is a commercial for a drug for women who are dealing with menstrual issues. There's a commercial for women who are dealing with feminine issues. There's a commercial for men who are dealing with low T and ED. Those things, you've never seen those commercials 15 years ago, and probably not even, I could probably guess to probably say, well, about 15 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, you didn't see commercials like that. Maybe even 20 years ago. But it's getting worse and worse. Because why? The baby boomers, which is the largest group of the population, are suffering from these things. And so that's where you get your largest number from, is the baby boomer generation. And so a lot of them are dealing with these issues, men and women, because why? Most of them are on. You see commercials for statin drugs. So they're on statin drugs. They're listening to their doctors. They're leaving the butter out. They're not eating the eggs. They're not doing the things that are necessary for the production of healthy cholesterol. And the body makes 80% of the cholesterol that you need. So even if you didn't do anything, your body would make 80% of the cholesterol that you need. And then you eat the rest through diet. And if you eat more than the cholesterol that you need through diet, the body will make a little bit less. The body's very smart. Another thing with cholesterol, the measure of cholesterol, when you go to the doctor and they say, we're going to take your cholesterol, and they give you the LDL number, and then they give you the HDL number. One is high-density lipoprotein. One is low-density lipoprotein. One means good cholesterol is what is going into the liver, and cholesterol is what is bad cholesterol, and their terminology, is what's leaving the liver. So the body's making cholesterol and it's sending cholesterol into the liver. The more cholesterol you have going into the liver to be produced and work and do all of those things, the body's happy. Then when cholesterol starts going out of the liver, then they call that bad cholesterol. Neither one is a measure of cholesterol. It's the proteins that they're seeing that's carrying the cholesterol. And when cholesterol leaves your liver, I want you to picture a firehouse. You're a fireman and you show up to work. So, and the liver is the fire station. So you drive into work at the fire station. You get to the fire station and you're at work. So now the fireman is in the liver at the fire station. All of a sudden there's an apartment complex that's on fire. That is the cells. The apartment complex are the cells in the body. They have free radical damage because of the overconsumption of oils and oxidation in the body, stress in the body, toxins in the body. All of these things have an adverse effect on our cells. So now you have a fire. And cholesterol is, again, the fire department and the firemen. And cholesterol leaves the fire department, and they're going to fight this fire, which means that they are going to go and they're going to find the areas. And it's normally the largest arteries in the body where you have the most blood flow that you find the most damaged cells. It's just a game of numbers. The larger the population in a particular area, the larger the area, the more people that are there, which the larger the artery, the more cells that are there. So that's where you find a lion's share of the problems, although they can happen in your eyes, you know, glaucoma, cataracts. But then we talk about clogged arteries. In the neck, carotid arteries being clogged, the arteries to the heart being clogged. And so cholesterol is going to those arteries to cover up those damaged cells, essentially putting out the fire to fight new cells, or I'm sorry, to try to generate new cells and just to cover up this area. Let me hose this area down. And yes, the structure is going to fall, some things are going to crumble, but it's the job of the cholesterol to restore that. The more damaged cells you have in an area, the more cholesterol you have going in an area. So that's the function of cholesterol. The other thing is when you look at the brain, if you've ever seen a brain, it kind of looks white and wrinkled, and then you have these little gray-looking things running through it. Well, the gray-looking things running through it are the nerves. And the white matter is the myelin. That's insulation. So if you've ever seen a piece of wire or you look at a cord, a phone cord or a computer cord, and you cut that cord open, you'll see the wire, but all you see on the outside is the black part or the gray part or the blue part, which is the insulation. And what that insulation is doing is protecting the wires. And if you get wires, two different wires touching without insulation, they short out. It's the same exact thing that happens in the brain. It works no different. when you are on a cholesterol-restricted diet and you're taking cholesterol-lowering drugs and you're not feeding that myelin, because the myelin in your brain is about 75% by weight cholesterol. Progesterone, estrogen, testosterone are about 100% by weight cholesterol. So when you don't have enough cholesterol in the body to make the myelin, it starts to deteriorate. And once it starts to deteriorate, those nerves start to be exposed. And if more of a couple of those nerves start to touch, it creates a short in memory loss for most people. You get different signs of dementia. There's four different types of dementia. And then you get the big one, which is Alzheimer's. You can get Parkinson's disease, because that's basically cells and lesions on the brain. You can get MS, because those are cells and lesions on the brain, just in a different place. So you can get ALS, which are cells and lesions on the brain in a different place. And depending on where these lesions show up is what disease you're going to get. It's all from the same thing. It's just the fact of where the lesions show up. And so cholesterol, based on the medical system, has been bad for a long time. But the people who've lived the longest, even in third world countries, and even here in the United States, our grandparents and parents and people who lived in their 90s and 100s and all of those things, they ate the foods that continue to produce the cholesterol, and they didn't stop their cholesterol. Now, if your cholesterol is really elevated, and I'm saying around 350, 400, it's not that you have bad cholesterol, it's that something else is going on in the body, like a blood sugar imbalance. One of the biggest things you find in diabetics is that their cholesterol levels or their blood sugar imbalances drive the cholesterol up. Because why? There's so many damaged cells. And when you see people who have diabetes, diabetes is basically cells, especially type 2 diabetes. And I want to clarify that, because type 1, you do not make insulin. So, yes, you have to supplement with insulin. And there's different protocols that we have that will help you use the insulin that you have more efficiently. But in and of itself, your body, your pancreas, you do not produce insulin. So I want to clear that up with type 1 diabetes. But over on type 2 diabetes, your body is making insulin just fine. You have cell receptors. Again, we're talking about cells again, and if we're talking about cells, we're talking about cholesterol, which is why I'm going to show you why your cholesterol drives up so high. You have cell receptors that are supposed to open and close to take an insulin. So you eat a particular meal, you do a particular thing, and the cell receptors open, and the insulin goes in. It's like a garage door. You come home, you hit the button in your car, the garage goes up, and the garage door goes up, and your car is cholesterol. You drive your car right into the garage, and the cholesterol is the cholesterol, the insulin, I'm sorry, going right into the cell. And you shut your garage, and it closes. And now that cell has the insulin that it needs to do what it needs to do. But now, all of a sudden, you have a blood sugar imbalance. And a blood sugar imbalance simply means that you're deficient in chromium and vanadium, and there are about 23 other cofactors that go along with that. So you just can't go get chromium and vanadium and then expect it to go away, because if you don't have the mineral cofactors and the amino acid cofactors to get it into the cells, it's not going to work. That's what, back to what John was saying, how complete this system is. We know all of that. Biochemistry tells you those things. But at any rate, your cells are going to try to open and close to taking that insulin. Well, in type 2 diabetics specifically, the cell receptors don't open. So if you go to hit the button and the garage door never opens, and you keep hitting it, you keep hitting it, you keep hitting it, and it never opens. And finally you just decide, I have to get into this garage because I can't get into the house. So you drive your car through the garage, and you damage the garage door and the frame around the door. It's the same thing that happens in the body. Insulin is produced, it hits the cell receptor doesn't open. You continue to have issues, excessive urination, excessive sweating, all of the precursors to, or they call them pre-diabetes, but the precursor to diabetes. You go to the doctor with these symptoms, and he says you're diabetic. We need to put you on insulin, whether it's pill insulin, metformin, or whether it's needle insulin. And then you start to put that insulin in your body. And so your body's making the insulin. You start to put insulin in your body, and all of a sudden it busts through the cell, and it damages the cell. And when it damages the cell and you damage enough cells, that's when you hear about people that are getting their toes amputated. They're getting their foot amputated. Their eyes are extremely bad because the little blood vessels in the eyes are clogged, and they can't see. So now they have to have all these different eye surgeries. Well, again, those cell receptors are damaged. Cholesterol is going there to try to repair the area. And the more damage you have, the more cholesterol is going there, which will drive your numbers, your cholesterol number up past what is acceptable even on a naturopathic or holistic. Cholesterol, 250, fine. You go to the doctor and they want you to, it's like a game, they want you to see who can have the lowest cholesterol, 199. That is an appetite for death. So when your cholesterol is 350, 400, yeah, you likely have a problem, but it's not the problem of the cholesterol. It's the problem of where the cholesterol is going. And that's the last part that the medical system doesn't seem to grasp. They don't figure out why the cholesterol is going where it's going. They just see it going a place and they say it's bad and you got too much. And they just basically taken your body and stopped it from being able to fight, which is why we have hormonal issues, which is why we have brain issues. And some of the other symptoms of blood sugar imbalances that you'll recognize, ADD and ADHD. I'm going to touch on that one real quick because of children. You hear it most in children, and you even hear it in adults, but you hear it more in children. And I want to put a little roadmap together for you. A mother's pregnant with a child. She doesn't supplement. She doesn't take very much nutrition. If so, she may take a prenatal vitamin. All things being equal, you know, that prenatal vitamin, just say, is a good prenatal vitamin. But the mother starts out at about, just say, 160 pounds. And she's taking a prenatal vitamin, and she only took the prenatal vitamin when she found out she was pregnant. When you find out you're pregnant, that means you've probably missed a period, and you're probably about 6 weeks to 8 weeks pregnant. Well, you know, in 6 to 8 weeks of pregnancy, that's where Down syndrome happens, which is a lot of times not reversible. That's where some retardation happens. But even still, the body gets through, you get through, and you start to gain weight, you start to create more of a baby, you start to feed that baby, and you're taking a prenatal vitamin, and the child is sucking everything out of you that you have as a mother. And you have this big, healthy baby that's born and doing fine, and then you may put them on breast milk, but the breast milk is only as good as the amount of nutrition you have in your body as a mother. And or you put them on formula, which baby formulas, and this was a study done by Food Chemistry, baby formulas only have 20% of the nutrition that a child needs, a baby needs. So you buy dog food and cat food for your animal, parrot food, rabbit food. It has 100% of the nutrition that that particular animal needs, but baby food only has 20% of the nutrition that a child needs. And so then you're on formula. And then once they get off formula, you start to feed them table food or you start to feed them baby food, which has about the same amount of nutrition, about 20% of the nutrition that they need. You start to give them French fries and waffles and French toast sticks and Sunny Delight, and applesauce, and a lot of these different things that have no nutrition. And most of us don't know. I mean, you figure I'm giving them orange juice that has 29 grams of sugar in it. Certain juicy juice got 33 grams of sugar in it. And, you know, you're giving them these different things that you feel is healthy because it says 100% juice or it's a good food, but we're not giving them fruits and vegetables. We're not giving them vitamins and minerals. And then this child grows up big enough to be about 2 years old. And for 2 years, that child has had no nutrition. They haven't had the DHAs and the the EFAs and all the essential oils that the body needs, the proper ratios of omega-3s, 6s, and 9s to build a brain. So now they're sitting there one day and you realize the child has autism. And we say, well, man, you know, he was fine. He's blabbing and talking, but he's not responding. And the brain just couldn't grow anymore. And it just kind of shut down. And certain parts of the brain work so great. That's the genius of the body. We don't have all we need, but what we do have, we're going to make great. And that's why you find a lot of children who are autistic have these amazing gifts. They don't cope and they don't function in regular society, but they have amazing gifts for the things that they have because that part of the body has concentrated itself in that little space that makes them seem so sometimes angelic in the things that they can do. But, you know, even if we get past that and a child gets into school and all he's eating is cereals and waffles and syrup and all of these things for breakfast, he goes to lunch and he has a burger or he has a fish sandwich or he has pizza and french fries and all of these things, that's sugar. And then you wonder why the child can't pay attention. Because the child is high off sugar. All they eat is sugar and carbohydrates. A lot of these ready meals, TV dinners, and Lunchables, and all of these things that we give our children because it's quick and it's convenient, don't have any nutrition. And so we wonder why our children have ADD and ADHD. If you have a child that has ADD or ADHD, or if you know someone who has a child who has ADD and ADHD, you take them off of sugar. No sugar at all. Feed them chicken breast and sweet potatoes and corn and broccoli and food. Eggs, give them eggs, two eggs in the morning. They can put a little ketchup on it, put some salsa on it, put some peppers and onions in it. You feed them those things, and you will see drastically a change in those kids within a month. I mean, it's amazing. So that's a blood sugar imbalance. Adrenal failure, anxiety, bedwetting, bipolar disorder, cardiovascular disease, depression, diabetes, which we talked about, elevated cholesterol and triglycerides, which we talked about, fainting spells, fatigue, hyperactivity, hypoglycemia, infertility, learning disabilities. Learning disabilities and ADD and ADHD are connected. Migraine headaches, moodiness, narcolepsy, night sweats, obesity, peripheral neuropathy. You know, when you talk about narcolepsy, it's just the blood sugar drops at any particular time. When your blood sugar drops, you will go to sleep. I don't care where you are, what you're doing, whether you're driving, whether you're standing up, whether you're sitting down, it does not matter. You're going to fall asleep. And you can feel it coming on, and it just happens. It cycles. It's like your blood sugar just spikes over and over and over and over again, time and time and time again every day. You'd be sitting there talking with a cup of coffee in your hand. And you can feel yourself going to sleep, and you cannot do anything about it. And you turn the coffee over on yourself, burn yourself, get in an accident. And I know that for a fact because that happened to my brother, who's diabetic, type 1 diabetic, and he was not monitoring his diabetes. And he got in an accident in a parking lot. He was leaving out of a store, Burlington Coat Factory, felt bad, said, I'm going to go home and lay down. Got in his car, started driving, and ended up taking out a whole bus stop. And luckily, nobody was at the bus stop. He hit another car, and then when he woke up, he didn't have no idea that that even happened. So, you know, these things happen. Obesity is another big one, and we have a lot of people who come into our program and this organization who are obese, and they come in looking for weight loss. And the first thing we tell them is, we're not going to do anything about your weight loss. Your weight loss will take care of itself. Because people who are obese or even just overweight are nutrient deficient. The body is starving for nutrition. And when the body's starving for nutrition, vitamin B12, you don't get enough of that, you can't regulate. That helps to regulate your weight. Vitamin B6 helps regulate your weight. The fact that you have cravings, you crave certain things. You might crave fried foods because you have a essential fatty acid deficiency, which means your body is not getting the proper ratios of omega 3, 6s, and 9s. You're not getting the proper amount of calcium in the body. And so what happens is your body, if you crave sweets, of course, that's a blood sugar imbalance. That's part of the obesity factor. And what happens is your body will say, hey, I need some calcium, I need some iron, I need some potassium, some vitamin B12. And because your body can't say that, it says I'm hungry. And then based on what deficiencies you have and those cravings that are attached to that particular deficiency, those are the foods you eat. That's why they say food becomes a drug. And then the more, of course, you eat those particular foods, the way that the FDA, which is the Food and Drug Administration, would have it, is that those particular foods have additives that are allowed by them, that are approved by them. They have drugs in them that are approved by them. So that's why I say they allow it, because they approve it. And so then you become addicted to that particular food. So one of the big things that we do is we make sure that you're getting all the nutrition you need, which is standard in our protocol. The difference that we do, the difference from what we do and what you would do if you went to a grocery store, is you go find a one a day. And you say, okay, it's a one a day. So at 375 pounds, I'm going to take one because it's a one a day. I read the back of the bottle and it says just take one. And then another gentleman standing right beside me who's just 100 pounds soaking wet, he grabs the same one a day. And he says, you know what? I just need one. And you both check out of the store. Now, something's not right with that picture. You took a one a day and he's got a one a day. Now, somebody's either not getting enough or somebody's getting too much. So that's kind of how the system is set up when they even put the vitamins in a place for us. That bottle doesn't say that this is a one a day and one pill per 100 pounds of body weight. No, it just says take one or take two at each meal or whatever the case may be. And so we think we're doing the right thing. We're reading the labels. We're picking out the best one we can find that has the most stuff in it. We generally want to do the right thing. And then we don't get the result. So then we say, well, man, I was taking that particular one a day, man. That didn't do nothing for me. I was still tired. I still got this arthritis. You know, it's got all this calcium in it. And it didn't work. And then you get to come and visit with one of us, and we sit down and we have a consultation with you. So you can go to the doctor and have a consultation about medication. Oh, you need high blood pressure medication. And then because of that, we're going to get you on a little bit of cholesterol medication because cholesterol is a little high and you do have a little bit of diabetes, and diabetes is, will drive up your cholesterol. And so we're going to get you on the metformin and that will help regulate the insulin, and that, along with the cholesterol medication, will bring your cholesterol down, which would help, with the blood pressure, and then the blood pressure medication will normalize it. And, they can almost make it sound like you're going to leave out of there and be okay. It makes sense. When you don't know, it makes sense. And so you leave there, you go to the pharmacy, you spend the money on a prescription drugs, and you take them. And then after a while, you don't, it never dawns on you that you're starting to have other things happen to you. And those are what's called side effects of those medications. Some of those side effects clashing with each other. Some of the direct issues you have are because of the side effects. But we go back to the doctor and we say, Doc, man, the cholesterol seems to be a little regulated, and the blood pressure is fine as long as I take the blood pressure medication, but I'm having a little hip pain. I don't really know what to do with that. And then the doctor will say, okay, well, with the hip pain, let's go ahead on in and let's just give you some physical therapy, and we'll give you a painkiller. But if you ever looked at one of the cholesterol medications, it will tell you you're going to have joint pain. So that's a direct result or a direct side effect of the medication you just got on. But you don't correlate it together like that. You just think there's another thing happening. He'll go to you and you'll get another medication. So that's what I mean. You can get a consultation with the doctor and he can put you on medication, but who can you go to have a consultation about the deficiencies in your body and what nutrition you need to feed your body? That's where we come in. That's why what we do with Dr. Wallach is so effective, because we're not dealing with symptoms. We're treating the root cause of the problem. We don't care if you have any of those things that I named as a blood sugar imbalance, from ADD to ADHD to peripheral neuropathy to narcolepsy to diabetes. We don't care which one you have. We don't care what flavor the ice cream it is. We're going to look at it all the same way. And we're going to give you the protocol to have your body work as if you had all of them and fix all of them simultaneously, because the problem is the root cause. It's not the symptom. And so when you come and sit down and talk to us about a blood sugar imbalance and the fact that you are obese and the fact that you do have night sweats and you might have a little bit of diabetes and you might have a little bit of fatigue every now and again, and you got three or four things housed in one particular category, and we'll say, okay, you have a blood sugar imbalance. So we understand that, first of all, we need to make sure you're getting all 90 essential nutrients based on science and research. And I'm talking about a $25 million grant that was given to Dr. Wallach to study this by the United States. And what that grant was initially supposed to be for was to find out how pollution affected animals, because Dr. Wallach is a veterinarian, doctor of veterinary medicine. He used to work with Marlon Perkins with the old Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom, if you guys remember that from younger days. But he did that for all the way up until 1968, until he went back to school and became a naturopathic physician. And so when you look at the lens of veterinary medicine, you have never heard of a horse or an animal. Just look at the horses at the Preakness or the Belmont Stakes or the Triple Crown or whatever that is. When those horses break a leg, they take those horses out. They have to euthanize those horses right then and there. If you have animals that are hurt, there is no hip replacement. There is no knee replacement. If they're hurt, they give them what they need to be able to rebuild that joint. So it's the same thing in humans. And this is what the genius of Dr. Wallach is, and that's why he was nominated for a Nobel Prize and all the accolades that he gets. He speaks in front of the United Nations every year. I mean, he's just a godsend. And with the research to back it up, this is not just a person who knows a lot. The research is published. He has a book in the Smithsonian Institute that's a national treasure in Washington, D.C. So it's called Diseases of Exotic Animals is the name of the book. And that came out of that study. And what he realized is it doesn't matter if you're a bat, if you're a bulldog, if you're an elephant, if you're a giraffe, or if you're a human being, if you have a blood sugar imbalance, you're going to have all the same diseases. It doesn't matter across the board. If you have a vertebrae, you're going to treat them all the same. So that's why we're able to sit down with you and say, these 90 essential nutrients, which is 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, and 12 amino acids, is something your body needs every single day. And notice you have more minerals than you have vitamins, because it takes more minerals to help vitamins work in the body. So therefore, the lion's share of what we have is minerals. And the soils, as John alluded to earlier, are depleted in minerals. There are not as many minerals in the soil as there used to be. Therefore, the food does not have as many minerals in the soil as it's supposed to have. We need 60 minerals every day. It only takes 3 minerals to grow a plant. That's phosphorus, potassium, and nitrogen. Those 3 minerals will grow a plant. So even if you ate the best salad from an organic garden at the best restaurant, you only got 3 minerals, which means you're still 57 short. So this is why eating in and of itself, what nutritionists will tell you, what dietitians will tell you, oh, you just eat well. well, I can eat well, but I'm not going to get the amount of nutrients that I need because the food doesn't have the amount of nutrients that I need, and I have digestive disorders. So therefore, the nutrients that I even do get, those three minerals or the vitamins that I do get, I won't even absorb. Because, one, I'm not eating enough of those particular vitamins in that food. I'm not eating enough kale at 250 pounds of body weight. I'm a 250-pound man, and I need to eat a bale of kale, a bunch of kale. I'm not eating that much kale. So therefore, I'm not going to get the right amount of nutrients anyway, even if I did eat well. And then, on top of that, if I can't absorb the nutrition that I just ate, I'm still not getting anything. So all I'm doing is eating. I'm just like a cow grazing, just out grazing, not getting anything. The thing they do with cows and horses, they give them little pellets. They get alfalfa pellets or Austin Purina pellets that have all the nutrition they need. So food is, for them, is just value add. They're just out grazing. It doesn't matter because they get the nutrition they need. How many horses and cows and sheep and things you've seen with missing teeth or that have arthritis? When you go to zoos, you don't, because they get 100% nutrition and everything else is value add. They don't eat a perfect diet. They get perfect nutrition and they supplement with food, which is what we need to do in this day and time, because the food is not there for us. So you get all 90 essential nutrients, the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and then you add in the essential fats. Those are the proper ratios of your omega-3, 6s, and 9s. I always say proper ratios of omega-3, 6s, because people say, well, I eat fish. Okay, well, you're getting fish oil. But are you getting flaxseed oil? Are you getting borage oil? You know, what oils are you getting? You can't just eat one and don't eat the other. Oh, I eat eggs. Okay. You need the proper ratios of omega-3, 6s, and 9s. This used to be really simple when you could just eat food, and food was always organic and healthy and had nutrients in it, but it's not that way anymore. So therefore, you have us. And so now you get that, the 90 essential nutrients, the EFAs, the calcium that the body needs, the magnesium, the chondroitin, the vitamin D3. You get all of that in a protocol. And then we say, okay, what are you dealing with? Because now we got the base squared away in those 90 essential nutrients. And on top of that, we say, okay, what are we dealing with? Oh, okay, I have a blood sugar imbalance. Okay, you have a blood sugar imbalance, then we will add in the chromium and vanadium along with those cofactors that you need to be able to then help the cells and the cell receptors work properly and take in the insulin that's needed, help the liver work properly to produce the insulin, the pancreas work properly to produce the insulin, help the liver work properly to produce the right amount of cholesterol, and the body's in harmony. And then you'll find that cravings start to drop off. You'll find that you start to sleep better. You'll find that you start to see better. You'll find that you lose 10, 15 pounds on a month. That's easy. And I never mentioned one thing about exercise, because exercise is a detriment if you're not properly supplementing. Because when you sweat out nutrition. The sweat that comes from you is not just toxins, but it's the soup that makes up the nutrition in your bloodstream. And when you sweat that out and you don't put that back, you're further breaking your body down. That's why you have so many athletes out here who are unhealthy. I'm talking about professional athletes who can't stay healthy. They got the best doctors, the best physicians, the best nutritionists supposedly, but they can't stay healthy. They're nagging injuries. They never really get healthy. They're beating their body up every night, and they never can seem to get healthy year after year after year, and that's why their careers are so short. That's why there's never been a professional athlete besides some of the old Negro baseball guys to live over 100. Their average age of a professional athlete is about 50 to 60 years old. So they get paid to stay healthy. But yet they die sooner than somebody who just doesn't exercise and supplement and takes their nutrition and lives to be about 90, 100 years old. The average life expectancy is about 70-some years old. So you have professional athletes who are paid to stay healthy. Granted, yes, they beat their body up, and yes, their body goes through a lot of things, but they get paid to stay in shape. And if nothing else, they should know how to stay healthy. But they die younger than the average American. So there's something to that. And that's the piece. They're not getting the nutrients they need in the body. And that's why when you come to us, you have a consultation. We talk to you about your particular issues, and we talk to you about the root causes. We talk to you about if you're gluten intolerant. If you've ever had asthma, eczema, constipation or diarrhea. If you have it, your children have it. If you're a mother and your children have it, you have it, and you've passed it along to your children. It passes along through the cord blood. Asthma, eczema, constipation, diarrhea. If you've had those particular things, you're gluten intolerant. Gluten intolerant simply means that you cannot absorb wheat protein. So those wheat proteins don't break down. Those wheat proteins stay in those carbon chains, and they tumble through your small intestines and damage your villi. And when your villi get damaged, you can't absorb nutrition. That's part of the digestive piece that we talked about within the small intestines. So that was the picture I wanted to paint today. I know it was a lot of information, but one thing I want to tell you is that healing is easy when you give it the right things and you give it the right nutrition. When you stay away from the symptoms and the side effects of the symptoms and the side effects of the medication, you deal with the root causes, you're only talking about four categories of stuff. Blood sugar imbalances, you have calcium deficiencies, you have digestive disorders, and you have essential fat and cholesterol deficiencies. Those are about 80% of what most Americans suffer with. 80% of those diseases are housed in those four categories that Americans suffer with. So healing is easy when you look at the root cause and not the symptoms. So one of the things that I want to do right now is that if there's anybody who has any questions, I want you to press 1, and the system will cue me in to let me know that you're on and you have a particular question. While we're waiting for that to happen, I'm going to go back to John and see if he has anything he wants to add or if he has any particular questions he wants to ask. John, you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Nobody
gotcha.
Has any questions?
I haven't seen any hands go up.
Okay. Donald, that was a wonderful. The information was over the top. Because no matter when you go to your doctor, you do not get this kind of information that you can, most of us don't even understand what the doctors are talking about. They have their own jargon that they talk. And most of the time, you go to the doctor, they're going to recommend the most expensive things to you. The things that they are able to make money off of. So it's time for us to put your foot down and be in charge of your own health. Otherwise, you're going to end up in someone's cemetery.
I think we have somebody. Hold on, John.
All right.
Is that somebody else?
Hello, good evening.
Hello.
I think I pressed 1. Was that my number?
Yes, ma'am. 41066.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I can't thank you enough for the information, for the inspiration. This was, as John said, over the top, but we use that expression so much, it's still true. But I think the top is going up, Donald. I know I will be forever grateful to you both for your direction and your support. You continue to play a role in my health and wellness, and this makes me feel the ease of aging in the 80s.
Wonderful.
I would like to suggest, I always have to have a suggestion. I suggest that we do a CD with this information centered on the gut, as you did when you started out, to share this with those who were not able to be on the call, whether they knew they should have been on the call or not, whether they had a legitimate excuse for not being on the call or not. They need the information. And my suggestion for the CD is, your body is very smart. I think that's catchy. That's not, I mean, other topics could come up, but I like that one. Your body is very smart. And you could have paren, smarter than the doctor, close paren. At any rate, thank you very much for the information. And there was so much information in this, Donald. So much.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know, we have so many people dealing with so much. And, you know, we have to build it so they understand it.
Yes, and when you reduce it to four categories, this also makes it quite easy to explain. When you say, for instance, that the cholesterol medicine is causing joint pain, that's powerful. That's very powerful. So thank you again for everything. It just continues to increase and grow and be more embracing more people, more needs. But to think of enlarging the group and reducing as you do with the four categories, this is quite inspiring.
Thank you so much. And I definitely appreciate you being on and commenting and love.
For the listening audience, Mary Ann has been with the company and is the CEO in Youngevity since 2013. And I'm very glad to have her on our team. That is me and Donald and on up the line. Because this is a powerful company, one who is number one as far as their products are concerned, have been scrutinized by Clemson University. So all of this information that you're receiving, you can ask us to repeat it. It's available to you. You can even Google it. Dr. Peter Gooden. Dr. Joel Wallach. Dr. Joel Wallach was instrumental in Peter Gooden's healing. And it's a very interesting story that Peter Gooden has to tell you. So all of you that are on the phone and might have it on mute or not saying anything, we beg of you, other people on this line, so that they can hear this information, because I'm sure you all have a lot of loved ones. But the main one is yourself. So continue to come back on this call on a weekly basis and receive this information. Incidentally, Dr. Wallach, the head honcho of the company, is going to be at the BWI Marriott on July 27th, and you can come there and hear him in person. That's the 27th of July. And if you are one that Mary Ann has spoken to, or John Bryan, or Donald Snowden, just go on up and check it out as our guest. Say I'm the guest of whoever I named or whoever invited you, and go and hear this information. We have people driving thousands of miles to gather this information. So it's life-changing. And I beg of you to accept the challenge of taking charge of your own life. Because you deserve it. God has promised it to us. And if we follow that, then our longevity will be longer than the grease off of a piece of fried chicken. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. And we hope that you enjoyed the presentation. And like we said, it's available if you would like to get a copy of it, the recording. Donald, could you give them a little instruction on how they can get that?
Yeah, if you want to a copy of the recording, you can send me a text message. It takes about maybe an hour and a half after the show for the recording to be to get put together, and then they'll email me the link to the recording. So if you send me a text message and just say that you would like to have a copy of the Health Talk recording, I would be more than glad to send that to you. My phone number is 919-599-0916. Again, that's 919-599-0916. And I do want to say that I see that I have some friends here from North Carolina and South Carolina and Michigan and Maryland. I mean, on the line here, listening in Ohio, looks like Florida. So we have quite a packed call, and I know that, you know, with a lot of this information, you are either mulling it over in your mind. Some of it you believe, some of it you might not. Some of it you want to ask a question, but you don't want to feel like you're put on the spot. And this is for the family. You know, this is for us to all help each other, for us to learn from each other. There's no reason to be ashamed or shy, because we all need help. But I know that several of you I've talked to in over a couple of days, and we're supposed to talk individually, and that's great as well. And I just appreciate you joining the platform this evening to get some further knowledge, and hopefully I touched on something that you may be dealing with, but if not, we'll talk during our consultation. But, you know, every week we're here, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. we're here. And even if you didn't get anything, or even if anything I said today didn't resonate with you particularly, because you may not have that issue, I'm sure you may have heard of something that someone else in your family has. And all we'd ask you to do is just invite them to the show or give me a call, and we'll get you in the proper place if you're in Maryland and John invited you or Marianne invited you to call. I'll make sure you are in touch with them. Or if I invited you to the call. You know, we're here to help, truly. And when you find a way to be able to feel good, you'll tell everybody. I mean, we tell everybody every time we go to a movie and we see a good movie, we tell everybody, oh, you need to go see that movie, Hidden Figures or Fences or whatever it might be, or you need to go to this new restaurant they have. They have the best this or the best that. And we find that, man, I heard some information last week that was amazing, and you need to hear it. You know, that's the type of reference and referral I'm talking about. Because when people start to feel better, they do better, they make better decisions, they live longer. Like I said in the beginning, there are so many people who have dreams and passions of doing things that they want to do, and health gets in their way. And health is your biggest wealth. And so you can't monopolize or monetize anything if your health is in the way. Again, I don't looking and I don't see any hands up, but I definitely, definitely thank you all and appreciate you getting on. And like I said, if you want a copy of the recording, just text me at 919-599-0916 and just type like a copy of the Health Talk recording. And when that's out, when it's finished, I'll get that to you. And please, you know, invite somebody else. You know, you may not know whose life you may be able to save by inviting them to a call like this. You don't get to hear this on the 6 o'clock news. You don't get to hear this in the doctor's office. You don't hear this around the water cooler at work. So this is a different parallel. I'm sorry, a different platform. And again, John, I appreciate you so much, man.
I appreciate you too, John.
Yes, sir, having you be a part of this. And you know, for me, being 37 years old, people can say, oh, you're a young guy. Your eyes still good. You know, you don't have any problems. And I have problems. I don't have them anymore. But it's a different impact when you talk to a 77-year-old or an 80-year-old. It's a different impact. And so that's why I'm so appreciative, because now we have, you have the balance of people not only who have taken their health and turned it around, but will not stop telling people. And I was reminded by a good friend the other day. She said, you know what? You got to play this thing. You play. Don't play it so small. Don't play it too small. So even me, who has grown and who's done a lot of personal development, who's done things to be able to get out and really spread this message as my mother would have me do, because she died from cancer and I wasn't able to help her. But one of the last things she told me was, never let this happen to anybody else. And I did not know what that meant. And 8 months after she passed, I found out what it meant. And that was what this company and what Dr. Wallach and the research that I've done and the research that I've seen and just the testimonies of John, my dad, you know, Marianne, and thousands of people. When you have your own, a cousin who was type 2 diabetic, and within 45 days she's an ex-diabetic. To watch people lose 20, 30, 40, 100 pounds and just look like a whole new person. You know, these are people that I've been able to put my hands on and say, you know what? This thing works. So even then, after all of that, I still have to be reminded, Donald, you got to do more. Go get it. It's waiting for you. And they don't know how much I appreciated hearing that. And my mentor always tells me, you know, you got something great, man. You got... We all have something great that we have to share. And if we don't share it, how many people are going to die because you didn't share it? How many people are not going to live their dreams because you didn't share it? So I'm reminded of that every day. So this is why we do this. And this is why we will continue to do this. So I appreciate all of you. And we will be back here next Tuesday at 7 p.m. The phone number is 347-855-8752. That's always the phone number you dial in on. And so you can give that to your friends and your family for them to get on the call next week. And if anybody, we do a consultation and they decide to join the program and need a program or need a protocol, we will make sure that we shout their name to the rooftops and we give them all the love and support that they need to get through this. Because if you get in a place and you get so down and it's deep and it's dark and you feel like there's nobody there to help you, we're here to help you. And we're here to help you the right way. So I love you all, and we'll talk next week. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, and a great call. And we wish all of you traveling mercies if you're traveling. And we'll see you next week, as Donald stated. And I love you. God loves you best. So get everyone that you can on this call. We welcome people that are in the medical profession also, because I'm sure you have many testimonies to share on people that are suffering in the hospital. All right, thank you very much. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Good night.